Ann Rolfes is the founding director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade. She joins us to talk about what they found when they looked at reports submitted during a three-week stint beginning in mid-September. Ann, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You reviewed accident reports spanning just 3 weeks, from September 15th to October 6th. What did you find?
Well, in the three-week period, we found that there were 94 accidents attributed to the industry. Some of those were reports from the oil industry. Some were things that regular people observed and called in. But either way you slice it, that's over 30 accidents a week.
And that's just Louisiana?
These are accidents only off the coast of Louisiana and then to some degree onshore. So, you know, we're focusing on our state. Of course, if you widen the scope and looked at along the Gulf Coast, it would be an even higher number.
So these numbers are anecdotal of a few weeks. How many accidents have been reported so far this year?
To this point in the year, there are over 1,500 accidents by the oil industry in our state. And last year, just as an example, there were 2,300. And so this is a problem that we know has gone on from year to year, where there actually are thousands of accidents every single year. And in Louisiana and along the Gulf region, it's as if we're used to this and we consider it business as usual. And one of the reasons that we have released this research is we want to wake people up and point out, hello, every week there are over 30 accidents and it's long past time to end this drilling in the Gulf of Mexico.
You chose to report what you found in an infographic. What's the big picture?
We put our research onto a map because we thought that was the best way for people to understand it. And so our map shows simply the number of accidents, which was 94. We also have the temperature, and we show that over the last 3 weeks, the temperature was 3 degrees higher than normal, or than it has been the average, let's say. And then we also show on our map the true coastline of Louisiana. People like meteorologists and certainly the oil industry use really a typical boot that we're used to thinking of in regard to our state. But in fact, our coast is eroding in large part because of the oil industry activities. So we wanted to use this presentation as a chance to talk about a lot of issues. I mean, not just the accidents, but the additional impacts of the oil industry, including climate change and coastal erosion.
These numbers are pretty high. Do you think this is a comprehensive analysis of the scope of accidents in the oil industry?
Well, you know, we know from our experience with the BP disaster that there simply has not been enough research done on the impacts to both human life and to marine life. You know, you won't find what you don't want to find. And so, of course, the powers that be here don't want to talk about the serious impacts of the oil industry. But certainly we know that the shrimping industry has been affected, that they're not making the catch that they were used to making before. But, you know, in particular, if you look at our map, it shows that there were 15 reports that are labeled as unknown. That means that there was no source attributed to those reports. And 11 of those were sheens on the water. So, you know, maybe somebody was in a boat or maybe somebody was flying over and saw a sheen in the Gulf of Mexico. What those 11 reports mean that are unknown is that that's at least 11 times when the oil industry was breaking the law, because they are required by law to report it when they have a spill. And, you know, if you dig deeper, 11 times in 3 weeks means every other day there's some sheen going out on the water. It's a problem. There's no doubt it's a problem. The industry has denied it. But, you know, anybody who lives here understands the tremendous toll it's taken.
The map reflects both offshore and onshore incidents. Did you find anything that surprised you?
There's just to look at one of the accidents, there was a release of fracking waste from a tank near Baton Rouge. So, you know, you have the traditional drilling that we think about, but we also have this additional industry of fracking that is putting a toll on us that, you know, nobody is really even discussing here. So that's our point, to give some form and numbers to the problem so that we can, you know, again, have stronger advocacy to end the drilling.
That's Ann Rolfes, founding director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade. They sampled oil industry accident reports submitted to the National Response Center during a three-week span. They'll be updating the research on a biweekly basis. You'll find their reports at labucketbrigade.com. www.bpbucket.org. Nell Abram, FSRN.